Embassies and consulates of EU countries in China are mostly in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. This means people hoping to get a visa for traveling to EU countries have to either travel a significant distance or pay travel agencies when applying for Shenzhen visas, which are good for any EU country. Visiting Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in signing the agreement says the new visa centers will be very helpful for Chinese tourists, business people and students studying abroad. At the same time, Britain and Belgium are now unifying their visa application services. This means Chinese travelers can get both their British and Shenzhen visas in just one trip. Qian Gao, manager for the Greater China region with the British Tourism Authority, says the new policy is very welcome for the UK.
中国的客源是对我们来说是非常高价值的一个市场。
Chinese tourists are a valuable market for us. Chinese tourists rank first around the world in terms of overseas spending. On average, Chinese people spend £2,500 for a single visit to Britain.
Meanwhile, the German embassy has also expanded its visa office. Business travelers to Germany are being promised visas within 48 hours.
主要是那个德国大使馆那边现在对中国这种英商签证它、那个、
The German embassy has relaxed a lot its policies toward business visas. Rejection rates have decreased a lot. Before you had to go to the embassy for interviews in order to get the visa. Now all you have to do is to submit the right documents.
Tourists trying to get to France, Spain and Italy are also being promised visas in just 1 or 2 days.The French and Finnish embassies in Beijing are now sending their visas to successful applicants by express delivery. Chen Fengying with the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations says all of this comes as countries in Europe battle it out for Chinese money.
那么欧洲是看到了这种机会的，他就希望中国的消费者到欧洲去。
European countries want to attract more Chinese tourists to stimulate their economies and create more jobs. Many European countries are facing high employment rates and large debts. Many need to urgently develop their economies. So as policies are relaxed, more Chinese consumers can enter their markets.
Chinese nationals made an estimated 120 million foreign visits last year. That figure is expected to rise to 200 million by 2020. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.